Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Senior Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Thank you for joining us today as we share together in God's precious Word. Here's Senior Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
There were some handouts that was given out about the Antichrist as we understand. Did anybody not get, I hope I made enough of these. Miss Iris needs one. I made 50 of these things, and I way underestimated, because we got a good Bible study. We probably got 75 people in us. And somebody, I'm bragging on the Lord. One more time. I'm bragging on the Lord. Not on this. But you know, the average church size, and I actually have it, we'll share this. The average church size today, the average church is 50 people on average. I mean, there's some mega churches, but when you calculate all the churches, you put it all together and put them in a pot, they've done that. The average church size, you know, some are 30, some are 20, I can tell you some are, anyway. Miss Iris, raise your hand if you need a copy. It's about 50. And here in Bible study, we have, just in Bible study, down in our Sunday school. So we are blessed. I'm bragging on. He turned around, Miss Iris. He saw your hand and he turned around. It's just that Latrice typed this up for me yesterday. And just something we had been going through the past 2 weeks. And we'll add to a little bit to it today. Anybody else need a copy? I think this will help you. And let's just go through this list. And I want to give you an order of how I think would things will take place in the tribulation period. But the Antichrist, now as we understand, and this is from the Word of God, there's a lot of suppositions, a lot of thoughts and theories, but they get it out of the Bible and not in the Bible. So we want to look at things in the Bible, not people's opinion. And every time I think about opinions, I was in Bible college, I preached at the chapel here this past Tuesday at the Emmaus Baptist College, and I was there in 95, 96, 90, it seems like an eternity. 95, 96, 97, I was there 3 years. And one of my best teachers was Dr. Rick Adams. Temple would remember Rick Adams. He's like a second daddy to me, Rick Adams. And I had, matter of fact, my two favorite teachers at the college, and I'll get on with the lesson, was a fellow by the name of Clyde Lanier and Rick Adams. We had all kinds of good teachers. And I went, you remember Simeon Martin? My first, and I did, what do you call that, track? I start signing up for classes. And I was going to get a degree, and I did get a degree of a pastoral, whatever it's called. What's that called? Dan, you're the president of the school. What, pastoral? Yeah, I got a bachelor's in Anna. So anyway, I stayed with it. I didn't do the languages. I tried 1 year of, I did one semester of Hebrew, Temple. One semester. I did one semester. Anyway, I'm there with Simeon Martin. I'm lining up my classes. And I said, I want every class that Dr. Adams and Dad teach. I want every class. He said, well, that's not on your track. They call it a track to graduate in the pastoral in my time I wanted to graduate. I said, Dr. Martin, I don't care. I said, I want every class that they teach. And I took all of it. Anyway, Rick Adams made a statement I'll never forget about opinions. I'm sitting in Bible class, and this is where I heard it from, that opinions are like armpits. Everybody has two, and they both stink, unless you use Right Guard. But anyway, you get the picture that people have all kinds of opinions about the Antichrist. I mentioned who they think the Antichrist is. They've, over the centuries, whether this the popes or the Nero or Hitler, I guess almost every decade, somebody has named that guy's the Antichrist. Like Obama was the Antichrist. And I made amazing, nobody named Biden as the Antichrist because he didn't have enough sense. I never read where Biden was Antichrist. Anyway, because we learned he was a great orator and Biden couldn't do that. But anyway, you get the picture. And people today are mentioning Trump. I know people today that you can YouTube it, and they will tell you that Trump is the Antichrist. Well, I would not dare say name anybody that is so and so's the Antichrist. However, I will say that if Jesus could come today, and I believe he could come today, that the Antichrist must be alive and well somewhere in the world today. I want you to get the picture now. I'm not naming him, but don't we believe Jesus could come today? When Jesus comes and takes us out of here, the Antichrist begins. We'll get into that when he begins to sign an agreement. So that means that the Antichrist must be somewhere today as we hold it. So without naming him, because I don't know who he is, I'd be a fool to try to name him. Matter of fact, let me jump ahead. I don't believe he knows that he is the Antichrist. It will be the middle of the tribulation period before Satan, and we'll talk about that in just a minute, but I'm jumping way ahead. When Satan is cast down from heaven, and the angel goes about upon the earth, woe unto the inhabitants, because Satan is cast down. This is in the middle of the tribulation period. He takes possession, the dragon takes possession of the Antichrist. The Antichrist has been slain. He's been laying in the street. And we look at it in Revelation 13. That's when he becomes, quote unquote, he is known now as the Antichrist, okay, to himself. Okay, so anyway, there's different various names. Let's look at this outline I gave you. As we understand what's in the Word of God, there's various names and titles, and I gave you the scripture references for your convenience. You could look at them yourself. He's called the little horn in Daniel 7:8, the willful king, Daniel 11:36, the idle shepherd, Zechariah 11:17. We may get back to that later on about him being a Jew. But anyway, he's the profane wicked prince, Ezekiel 21:25. In 2 Thessalonians 2:3, and twice, he's identified as the man of sin, and then in the same verse, he's also identified as the son of perdition. And then just a couple verses later, in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse number 8, he's known as the wicked one. And then beginning in Revelation chapter 11, in verse 7, he is known as the beast. Now, I counted this yesterday. He's also found 36 other times in Revelation. So 37 times from Revelation 11:7 and the rest of the book, he's known as the beast. It's the most common name he's known as, the beast in the book of Revelation. However, we know him, identify him, talk about him as the Antichrist. And we see that in 1 John 2, verse 18. Also, 1 John 2, verse 22. And 1 John 4, 3, known as that name as Antichrist. And I mentioned the characteristics of the Antichrist given. We looked at that. He will be an intellectual genius. And I won't read these because I want to do some other things, but this is a reference for you. In Daniel 8:23, remember in that verse, he said, he speaks marvelous things. And so he's an intellectual genius. And Latrice asked me if I wanted to put that in there because it's in my notes. You see in parentheses, he cannot come from Polk County.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Senior Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. And come join us this Saturday, April 25th at 6 p.m. to hear Tribute Quartet. That's right, Tribute Quartet will be with us Saturday, April 25th at 6 p.m. at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. All are welcome and encouraged to attend as we enjoy a wonderful evening together. That's this Saturday, April 25th at 6 p.m. at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. I hope to see you there. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.